Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
When I asked you, what has Buddhism done for you? You told me about peace within and balance and treating people certain ways. Now you're telling me about a grudge that you've been carrying around 7 years. How do you square that with your teachings? I pulled up at his destination just as I asked that question. That's when I got an offer I couldn't refuse. This Buddhist monk asked me if I would like to come inside for some tea. Oh wow, who gets to sit down for tea with a monk? So I said, yeah. Once inside, I refused the tea. I had a cup of coffee already, but while he made tea, I pulled up the planet placements for the day he thought he was born. Outer planets from Mars onto Pluto move slower than inner planets. So those planets from Mars to Pluto will be the same even if he was off a few days. His Saturn sign was in Capricorn, which means he was in the middle of his Saturn return because he was 29 years old. I explained what Saturn return is and what it means to be in Capricorn. As I'm talking, I can see the Scorpio detective coming out. He was looking at the signs and the glyphs. Glyphs are planet symbols, asking what everything meant. He asked about Mars, which his was in Gemini. I said, your Mars, your warrior energy, is ignited when you learning new information and through conversation with people. Also, another reason we are having this conversation is we are connecting on Gemini energy, being that I'm a Gemini rising and your Mars is in Gemini. What are we doing? Exchanging information. We also share Scorpio energy, his sun and my moon sign. He asked about his Jupiter being in Leo. I explained that his expansion and joy is through getting attention and his creativity. Then he asked about his North Node, what his soul wants to do this lifetime, being in Aquarius, another placement we have in common. Now let's tie all this together and why he was the ride of the day. I picked this monk up from the airport. He was returning from a Buddhism conference. While at this conference, he was given the opportunity to share some of his ideas, Mars and Gemini. His ideas were not normal ideas that the rest of the people at the conference was accustomed to, North Node and Aquarius. Even though he was hesitant to share his unusual ideas, the others liked them and he was praised for his ideas, which he enjoyed and was asked to take more of a leadership role, Jupiter in Leo, joy and expansion. He came back home trying to decide if he wanted to accept this leadership role or not, Saturn in Capricorn. How the planets lined up with his story is what made him the ride of the day. You kind of can't get more textbook than that.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.